英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一故事会 Reading Makes a Full Man， 欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy New Year
Judy 老师，这是新年以后的第一场直播秀啊。
Yeah.
所以大家赶紧跟他说一下新年快乐吧。我们节目每天都跟大家说新年快乐，因为我们觉得新年真的很快乐。
Yeah, like New Year, New Stories, I'm excited.
每周一呢都是我们的新故事。今天我们要讲一个什么呢？讲一下人与人之间相遇，有很多的奇迹可以发生，有很多的不可思议，真是 amazing, awesome.
Yeah, and today's story is particularly awesome. It's very...inspiring and maybe helps you to think about how you can listen more to your inner voice.
它的标题呢叫做 Your Inner Voice. Inner 这个单词呢是内在的里面的。现在大家都知道很流行说内在的声音。什么是内在的声音呢？其实我们也不太清楚，就是总是觉得好像有一个声音在和自己说话。
Yeah, it's usually you can hear your inner voice when you have to make a decision.About something. It can be anything, but from buying some shoes or from choosing what to study, choosing a job. Your inner voice is the voice that speaks to yourself in real words. So if you are thinking thoughts that are clear words, you really hear your own thoughts, then thatIs your inner voice speaking?
我们经常在生活中啊做各种各样的选择哈。我要不要买这个东西呢？还是不要买呢？我今天要不要出去吃个午饭呢？这样啊，在做选择的时候，就会有一个声音啊，叫做 inner voice， 在你的脑海当中跟你自己对话。你想懒惰的时候，你的声音说：“那不如再睡会儿吧。”你在学英语的时候，你的声音会说：“必须要坚持到凌晨三点，多背几个单词。”你看，这就是你的 inner voice.
Yeah, it's a voice that nobody but you can hear. And it usually speaks to you when you have to make a decision, but it also is a voice that motivates you to do something, of course.
好，那今天的故事怎么跟这个 inner voice 相关呢？场景啊，就发生在地铁上。我们的听友中很多都是上班族，每天坐地铁啊，通勤。大多数时候呢是很平凡的，很无趣的、
yeah.
但是有的时候呢你会遇到很有意思的人和事。你比如说这个作者平常的一天啊，早上起来洗漱啊，煮咖啡啊，然后淋浴啊，搭地铁上班。通常呢他喜欢什么呢？他还挺喜欢跟人交谈的，但是他喜欢别人来找他交谈跟他说话，因为他平时工作很繁忙嘛。
Yeah, he's very busy at work and is being bothered a lot by questions and he has to deal with a lot of difficult problems every single day at work. So, like the last thing he wants is someone talking to him or talking to someone on his way to work. He usually just wants to read the newspaper. But this day...He sat beside the stranger and he felt a strong urge to talk to the stranger.
今天这一天啊，从出门开始，上地铁开始，就稍微有点与众不同。比如说，他找了一个角落啊，坐在了一个陌生人的身旁，而且旁边这个人吧，好像也没有注意到身旁有人坐下了，一路呢都低着头，在沉思的状态中毫无察觉。
Yeah, the stranger, he sat beside a stranger. The stranger, he looked very, very sad and very miserable, as if he didn't even notice that the man was sitting beside him.
你们有没有在地铁上啊，观察过身边的那些乘客？其实地铁上是一个很好的练习观察力的时候。
Actually, it is, right? But usually when I take the subway, I automatically just grab my phone and start talking to my friends on WeChat. I don't notice anyone sitting beside me.
我喜欢在地铁上呢，就看旁边的人啊，他们的着装是什么呀？啊，他们的眼神啊，他们在玩什么呀？他们在说什么呀？以及有时候你可以从眼镜当中看得出一个人的内心和他的生活境况。好，先说这个故事吧。坐在这个人身旁以后呢，突然间就来了这样的一种内心的声音了，他的 inner voice 就开始 speaking， 就促使 我开始跟旁边这个人交谈，哎呀，没想到就旁边这个人抬头起来一看 ，so sad， 样子十分的忧愁，十分的沮丧。本来也没聊什么，聊着聊着就看到对方那个眼中的泪水呀，哗哗哗不停的滚落。
Yeah, the man, the stranger, was obviously a very sad and depressed person. But because the man started to talk to him and showed him some kindness and was interested in his stories, by just talking to him, the stranger felt a lot better.
哎，其实这样的一种交谈开始呢，陌生人之间啊，非常的友善啊，看到旁边有个人愿意跟自己说话，可能聊的就是简单的天气的问题啊，啊，你今天心情好吗？或者聊点是当时的新闻啊什么的 news 之类的。这个带着很重的沉重的人呢，哎，过了20多分钟以后，慢慢的好像也就好一些了。
Yeah, like it's true that there are a lot of lonely people in the world, and usually they just don't have anyone to talk to, or that no one is really like taking initiative to talk to them. No one is like seems interested in their lives, so that's why they feel very sad and depressed. But if, like this man, someone just randomly talks to you and starts asking questions about your life, you feel like, wow, likeSomeone is interested in me. I am maybe like worthwhile.
其实故事到这里呢还并不算什么神奇。你跟陌生人聊天有时候电梯里可能也会聊两句是不是。神奇的是到2周以后这位作者呢收到一封来信一个便签条上面写着天使收。这下他才发现原来他内心的声音让他做了一件非常重要的事。这个故事呢，让我们去感觉一下啊，这人生当中的际遇呢，是不可能预料的。但有的时候，你内心的声音呢，能够让你成为别人的光亮，也能够让别人成为你生命中的光亮。所以是一个很 inspiring、
yeah.
很温暖的故事。好，大家准备好了吗？我们的故事会现在就开始。有请出我们的 Nick 老师进入到第一段的片段听力。
Your inner voice. My day started just like all the other days for the past 15 years, where I get up, make coffee, take a shower, get dressed, and leave for the train station at precisely 7:35 a.m. to arrive at work by 8:30.While on the train, I would always choose a seat away from the crowd so I can read the newspaper in peace and quiet. At work, I'm always being bombarded with questions from coworkers, suppliers, telephone calls, and then those dreaded meetings. So the last thing I need is some stranger to sit beside me and start small talk. Ugh. I don't know why, but for some reason, when I got on the train today, it was...unusually full, something I don't recall ever happening in the past. With hesitation, I sat down in the only seat available beside a middle-aged man that had his head down and seemed to be lost in his thoughts. I was glad that he didn't notice when I sat next to him, as he just continued to look down towards the floor. Shortly after the train left for my 30-minute ride downtown, I found myself wondering what this man was thinking about. What could be so important that he didn't even see me sitting next to him? I tried to forget about it and started to read my paper. However, for some strange reason, this inner voice kept prompting me to talk to this man.I tried to ignore the voice, as there was no way I was starting a conversation with a complete stranger. No way.
在别人的故事中，我们去感受一下生命的神奇。
My day started just like all the other days for the past 15 years, where I get up, make some coffee, shower, get dressed, and leave for the train station at precisely 7:35 a.m. to arrive at work.By 8:30.
这第一句话吧，特别像咱们平时记那个流水账的日记一样。
Yeah, it's very recognizable, right?
怎么写的 ？My day, 我的一天 started, 开始了，就像是 just like all the other days, 就像其他所有的那些日子一样。
Yeah, exactly the same, like no difference in any with any other days.
我们生活的 routine, 日常就是这样的。
Yeah.
你大致每天的日常都是做同样的事情。The past for the past 15 years, 过去15年没什么两样。那就是 where I get up, 我起床 ,make some coffee, 煮点咖啡喝 ,shower, 淋浴 ,get dressed, 穿好衣服 ,and leave for the train station.出门赶车 leave for train station 出门赶车 at precisely 精确的什么时候开始呢7:35准时出发 precisely 准时出发
yeah precisely at 7:35 so not at 7:34 not at 7:36 but 7:35 precisely
对7:35发车那是几点到达呢
8:30
到达工作单位那看来这通勤的路还够远的
yeah,
一个小时
pretty far, yeah, like 55 minutes, like roughly 1 hour
真远哈从北京坐高铁到天津再从天津到回来都一个小时差不多了好在这个通勤的路上 while on the train 在这个火车上呢我通常是怎么样呢
I would always choose a seat away from the crowd
大家注意看它是一个这样的习惯 choose a seat away from the crowd
yeah so not in the middle of a large number of people crowd is a large number of people in the same place well imagine Beijing subway we all know it can get pretty crowded in the early morning when everyone is going to work right well then there's a huge crowd everywhere but in other countries like well America or in my country Holland you have certain parts of the subway that are not so crowded they are a little bit further walking away and you can just sit there and be by yourself in that part of the train
是你看那个 crowd 是人群他通常坐的座位呢都是远离人群的还不愿意你看有人是人哪儿挤他坐哪儿这位呢是不愿意跟人群坐在一起而且自己找了一个偏僻的地方偏僻的座位通常是这样的 So I can read a newspaper in peace and quiet 这样呢我就可以 in peace and quiet 在安安静静当中呢认真的看我的报纸
Yeah, if something is done in peace and quiet it is donequietly and in peace, in tranquility. Like it's no noise, no disturbance, in peace and quiet.
对，一大早的时候，通常人们也不愿意说太多的话，是不是？哪有什么一大早起来就叽叽喳喳的
？Yeah, like personally, I also don't like that. I really always wish that people don't talk to me when I take the train to work, especially early in the morning.
清晨和晚上的时间，我们的大脑呢都比较的清晰，所以呢适合做一些冥想，适合做一些这个自己的思考。
At work, I am always being bombarded with questions from coworkers, suppliers.Telephone calls, and then those dreaded meetings. So the last thing I need is some stranger to sit beside me and start small talk.
这个句子当中呢，就一个单词非常形象，就把我生活的那个状态形容出来了，就是这个 bombarded.
Well, if someone is bombarded, someone gets so many questions or information that is like too much at the same time. Like he or she feels you cannot deal with it anymore. It's so much. So, like, for example, you sit at work and then your coworker asks, hey, can you help me with this problem? And you say, yeah, sure. Like, wait a moment. Then there's someone else saying, hey, can you sign this? And then there are 40 emails and then you have to go to a meeting really quick. Now, then you're bombarded with all kinds of different questions or information and you cannot handle it.
这词什么意思呢？它就是轰炸。
Yeah.
工作中你想想用轰炸这个单词 At work 工作中 I'm always being bombarded 我总是被轮番轰炸看来这是一个盲人
Yeah,
大盲人
it's a very busy man probably
但我是被什么东西轰炸呢 With questions from coworkers 来自同事们的提问 Suppliers 供应商 telephone calls, 许多的电话，还有那些 those dreaded meetings。大家对会议都有一个这样的看法，同样的单词叫 dreaded， 可怕的会议。
Yeah, dreaded means actually scary. It's a bit the same, but the word dreaded is used often in a sarcastic or humorous way. Of course, he's not saying at work, "Oh, I'm afraid for the meeting." No, but he just really doesn't like the meeting. So, like, he dreads the meetings.
哎，这几个单词非常的周一哈，非常的 Monday。我们聊天室当中有同学听到了以后都说，嗯，好烦。那一听到这些会议呀、啊、提问呐、啊、同事啊。你看没办法啦，通常我的生活就是这样，所以呢 So the last thing I need, the last thing, 这是什么意思啊？
Well, the last thing you need is something that you certainly do not want and do not need.
The last thing I need, 请大家注意好这个表达，它的意思就是说我最不需要的就是
yeah,
我字面上的意思是说我最后需要的那件事，它的意思，真实的意思就是我最不需要的就是
Yeah, like I completely don't need some stranger to sit beside me and start small talk.
千万不要有个陌生人坐在我旁边跟我聊天了、
yeah.
因为我这工作吧就是在跟人打交道跟人说话，我只祈求着地铁上能够让我安静一下下。
Yeah, he's already busy enough, so he just doesn't really want anyone to talk to him and like use more of his brain power that day.
同学们这个短语很好啊，平时记得用在作文里面。 The last thing I need, the thing I don't need.
Yeah.
我最不喜欢的事情是什么？你看，他是一个不喜欢跟人聊天的人，实际上，对不对？你看，这生命啊，境遇吧，就是这么神奇。
I don't know why, but for some reason, when I got on the train today, it was unusually full.
I don't know why. 我也不清楚是为什么，但是就是出于某种原因吧。But for some reason, when I got on the train, 当我上了火车，今天It was unusually full. 今儿个吧是不同寻常的满啊，这车厢里。
Yeah, it was really weird that the train was so full. Something I don't recall ever happening in the past.
这种事情吧 I don't recall. Recall 是回忆起来。
Yeah, to remember. He didn't remember that it ever happened in the past. He didn't remember that ever in the past it was so full in the train.
我印象中吧，这以前从来没有出现过这样的情况，所以这注定就是一个不同寻常的一天呢。
With hesitation, I sat down in the only seat available beside a middle-aged man that had his head down.And seemed to be lost in his thoughts.
带着一种 hesitation, hesitate, hesitated, hesitation, 都是犹豫不决的意思。啊，带着几分犹豫吧，我就坐下了。坐在哪儿呢？ In the only seat available. Available, 可获得的，可坐的。
Yeah, the only seat that was empty, the only seat that I could sit on.
就唯一的一个座位。旁边是谁？ Beside a middle-aged man, 一个中年的男人。
That had his head down and seemed to be lost in his thoughts.
他的状态是 had his head down, head down, 头低垂着，同时看上去 seemed to be lost in his thoughts. Lost in one's thoughts, 陷入沉思中。
Yeah, someone who is lost in thoughts is thinking very deeply about something. So deep that he or she doesn't even notice anything that happens around him or her.
我们可以想象一下地铁中的这个场景哈，人满为患。
Yeah.
那就剩下唯一一个座位了，就是给你坐的。坐的旁边就是这样一个人，低垂着头，似乎在沉思着什么。那没办法，只好坐了。I was glad that he didn't notice. 哎呀，我特别高兴他没有注意到我哈。
When I sat next to him, as he just continued to look down towards the floor.
就当我 sat next to him 的时候呢，他还在 continue to look down towards the floor. 还在继续的看着这个地板。你说一个人什么情况下、
yeah.
他连旁边周围的一切都 没有注意到。
There is definitely something wrong with that man. Like, there was something that was unusual about this man.
肯定是他的脑海当中有什么别的事情占据了。
He had other things on his mind.
好。
Shortly after the train left for my 30-minute ride downtown, I found myself wondering...What this man was thinking about.
Shortly after, 不久以后。什么不久以后? The train left, 啊，火车驶离车站了。For my 30-minute ride, 我的30分钟的旅程 downtown, 啊，去往市中心的车程呢，开始了。
Yeah, downtown is the center of a town or of a city. It's like the business or shopping areas in a city. That's what you call downtown.
这句形容很有意思。My 30-minute ride downtown.
Yeah.
我30分钟的市中心的车程。
Yeah, a ride downtown is like the route you take that brings you to downtown.
哎，这表达挺有趣的哈。啊，聊天室中的丫头说有心事。啊，还有一位同学说是吗 some 什么 dreams 的同学说现在压力大工作环境中地铁啊大家都是低着头看手机面无表情哎，你这个归纳的捕捉的很到位啊
yeah
好他我是这样的哈不久以后呢我就开始坐不住了哈 I found myself wondering 我自己心里就开始琢磨说 What this man was thinking about
What could be so importantThat he didn't even see me sitting next to him.
这个人在思考什么呢？到底是什么事情这么重要，都没有看到我坐在他旁边呢？ What could be so important that he didn't even see me sitting next to him? 这得啊。
Yeah, like why doesn't he notice me? Why, like other people, why doesn't he start talking about the weather or something with me?
好歹这作者吧，是个心细的人，他留意到了这种反常。
I tried to forget about it and started to read my paper.
哎，我就试着把这事儿给忘掉哈，忘掉这个念头，因为平时我都不喜欢别人来搭我话的，
yeah.
是吧？今儿个呢，我就继续的啊，读我的报纸。
However, for some strange reason, this inner voice kept prompting me to talk to this man.
怪事来了。这无论如何 ,however, 就有因为一些特别奇怪的理由吧。这种内心的声音 ,inner voice, 就一直在 prompt me, 催促。
Yeah, push. To prompt, that means to push, to cause something to happen. So his inner voice kept pushing him to talk to the stranger.
推动 ,push, prompt.Prompt me to talk to this person, to this man. 就一定要这个声音呢，他就催促着，促使着我要跟这个人说说话。
I tried to ignore the voice, as there was no way I was starting a conversation with a complete stranger.
但我自己内心呢，又开始一直在试图忽略掉这个声音。
Yeah, he starts to reject the inner voice. He thinks like, nope.I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to talk to a stranger and ruin my quiet time.
对，他也不常在火车上跟人家说话，所以他也不知道怎么跟陌生人说话，所以他就想，哎，还是别说了，别说了，
yeah.
别说了，一直在 try to ignore the voice as there was no way, 因为没什么办法。I was starting a conversation with a complete stranger, 一个完全的陌生人。
Yeah, a complete stranger is someone you are entirely unfamiliar with. You don't know absolutely nothing about that person.
所以我完全不知道怎么要开始跟一个陌生人交谈啊。As you probably guessed.
As,
我们来听一下第二段。
As you probably guessed, I eventually broke down and came up with an excuse to ask him a question. When he raised his head,turned his eyes towards me, I could see that he must have been really upset as he had red eyes and still had some tears rolling down the side of his face despite his feeble attempt to wipe them away. I can't even describe the sadness I felt seeing someone in so much pain. We talked for about 20 minutes and in the end, he seemed to be doing much better. As we were leaving the train, he thanked me profusely for being an angel by taking the time to talk. I never did find out what was making his heart so heavy with pain, but was glad I listened to the voice that day.
接下来
As you probably guessed, I eventually broke down and came up with an excuse to ask him a question.
就像你可能会猜到的那样 As you probably guess,I eventually 就是
Yeah, like finally, like after a while, eventually, like in the end.
对，终于啊，我终于是 broke down. 好，来看这个短语。
Yeah, if you break down, you cannot control your feelings anymore. You start to do something you didn't want to do before, but you...Yeah, when you break down, you cannot keep your feelings in anymore.
有点像克服了某种心理障碍一样。我终于是 broke down and came up with an excuse. 找到了一个理由。我们说产生什么想法呀，找到一个什么说法呀，我们都用 came up with an excuse, an idea 之类的。
Yeah, he came up with like a reason to explain why he's doing something.
我们可以把 come up with 理解为是想到了。
Yeah, to think of. Think of, yes.
诶，我想到一个理由，我就去问他一个问题，ask him a question.
Yeah, he probably asked like, the weather is good today, isn't it? Or, do you also have to go to work today? Or something random, something like, well, today's very crowded on the train, isn't it?
对，诶，你知道吗？就是外国人的这个和陌生人搭讪的能力非常强。
Yeah.
他们更加善于，他们从小就被培养过或是培训过有良好的社交能力。
Yeah, the main sentence said in the Netherlands, for example, in the train, is like, the weather today is terrible, isn't it?Because it's raining a lot, but it's always the main topic of conversation in the train.
我们看到外国的很多年轻人，他们在跟陌生人打交道的时候一点都不羞怯，非常的落落大方，很自信。反而我们觉得，诶，他们是怎么可以做到这样的？这跟我们的教育环境不一样啊。我们看到陌生人都是，好，不要看了，赶紧扭开头走吧。
Yeah, in our culture that really doesn't exist so much. Only children, small children are usually very shy.But then when they get older, no, like, we don't really have that. We're shy in other ways, though.
对，我们就其实所谓的风度呢，就是这样的一种社交的一种状态啊。好，来看这个啊，就说我就找到一个借口，就开始跟人家问问题。
When he raised his head,
好，抬头了 ，raise his head,
and turned his eyes towards me,
慢慢的把他的眼睛转向我 ，turned his head, turned his eyes towards me.
I could see that he must have been really upset, as he had red eyes and still had some tears rolling down the side of his face.
我能够看见的是，你看作者用了一个情态动词啊，它是 must have been， 一定是。
Yeah, like no doubt, he must have been really upset.
Upset 就是超级沮丧。
Yeah.
超级难过，超级沮丧。我能够看得出来，他真的很伤心。为什么呢
？As he had red eyes，
两眼都是红的
，and still had some tears rolling down the side of his face。
同时还有一些眼泪 rolling down， 滚落呀，滚落在面颊啊，从面颊上滚落下来 ，down the side of his face。同学们以后要想描写一个人掉眼泪的时候，你可以这么写 ：tears rolling down the side of his face.
Despite his feeble attempts to wipe them away,
despite 尽管他的那种尝试。什么尝试 ？Feeble attempt.
Yeah, something that is feeble is not good enough to achieve a certain result you want. It's very weak and not effective at all. So, like, he just tried a little bit. An attempt is like an effort to do something. So he just tried a little bit to wipe away his tears, but he was, like, too weak to do that. Like, it didn't have any result.
Wipe 是擦去。
Yeah.
Wipe them away, 擦去眼泪。他擦去眼泪的这种 attempt, 尝试呢是非常 feeble, 很无力。
Yeah, very weak.
就是你不管怎么擦眼泪，你掉下来的比你擦去的还要多，还要汹涌。 所以他的这种擦泪的这种尝试就变成了 feeble attempt to wipe them away， 就你不管怎么擦着泪水毫无意义，他还是滚落。
I can't describe the sadness I felt seeing someone in so much pain.
我完全没有办法用语言来描述这样的一种 sadness， 内心的悲伤。I felt seeing someone in so much pain. 就看到一个人这么痛苦的时候，都大家想一想自己看见过一个痛苦的人痛苦成什么样子。
Yeah, then you also feel a little bit like sad, right?
你能用语言表述出来吗？不太可能，是不是？
We talked for about 20 minutes, and in the end, he seemed to be doing better.
哎，我们就聊了，开始聊了哈，聊了大概20分钟左右吧。We talked for about 20 minutes, and in the end, he seemed to be doing better. Doing better, 好多了。
Yeah, he seems more happy, less sad.
聊着聊着，好像自己的痛苦就少一些了。
As we were leaving the train, he thanked me profusely for being an angel by taking the time to talk.
哎，当我们离开这辆车的时候啊，下车的时候 ，leaving the train, he thanked me. 他感谢了我。好，这个单词叫 profusely.
Yeah, profusely is a lot. It's excessively and in large amounts. So he kept on saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you so much."For a lot of time, profusely.
大量的丰富的他一直在不停地说谢谢谢谢啊，大量的感谢 profusely, 很生动很形象。啊，感谢我什么呢 ?For being an angel, 说我呀是个天使。By taking the time to talk, 愿意花点时间呢跟他说话啊，他非常的感激。
Yeah, if you take the time to do something, that is a fixed expression, then you make an effort to do something, that you do your best to do something.
I never did find out what was making his heart so heavy with pain. 我也从来没有，完全没有发现或者是找出来到底是什么让他的心情如此沉重？ What was making his heart so heavy with pain? 你看 heart so heavy with pain, 光看这个词组就觉得心里很重。
Yeah, a very poetic way of saying what was making him so terribly sad, what was making him so extremely depressed, a heavy heart that is like some very sad heart.
沉重的心，这就是文学的诗意所在啊。哦、我也没有搞清楚，你看人家跟人陌生人交谈的时候就不去过问隐私哈，就不会说哎，你怎么这么难受啊
yeah, you cannot really,
不开心啊
you cannot really ask that, that's a bit too much like asking too much private things.
对，这就是和人与人之间交往的时候不要去刺探隐私，是不是？你说你要碰到一个这样的人，你上去就跟人家聊说干嘛呀？这么伤心啊？没什么大不了的呀。
Yeah, you cannot really do that.
上去就开问，上去就开劝，这不太好。就聊别的就行哈，反正我也没问到底什么不开心。
But I was glad I listened to the voice that day.
但是我特别开心的是，我自己感到高兴的是，我听从了我自己内心的声音。I listened to the voice that day.好，我们看后来事情又发生了什么。
Several weeks had passed when I noticed an envelope on my desk after returning from lunch. It was not addressed to anyone and only had the word angel written on it. My receptionist attached a note saying a gentleman dropped it off saying he did not know my name but had described me well enough that the reception knew it was for me.When I read the note inside the envelope, I was so filled with emotions that I couldn't contain myself. It was a letter from the man I met on the train, thanking me again for talking to him and saving his life that day. Apparently, he had some very hurtful personal problems that were so overwhelming he was planning to take his own life that day. In his letter...He went on to explain that he was a religious person and in desperation screamed out to God that if God really cared about him, he would send someone to prevent him from taking his life. In his eyes, I was that someone, that angel sent from God. Not being a religious person myself, I don't know what that voice was that made me take a chance and talk to a stranger, but I do know that it made a difference in someone's life that day. So the next time you feel prompted for no apparent reason to talk to a friend, relative, neighbor, or even a complete stranger, please remember my story. You just may make a difference in someone's life when you listen to your inner voice.
啊，这绝对是一个奇遇。绝对是一个奇遇。Several weeks, 几周以后，本来这事儿都过去了。
Several weeks had passed when I noticed an envelope on my desk after returning from lunch.
几周以后，几周过去了。Several weeks had passed. 有一天 when I noticed, 当我注意到有一个
envelope,
信封 ,envelope,
on my desk,
桌上有个信封。
After returning from lunch,
吃完午餐回到办公室，发现桌上有一个信封。
It was not addressed to anyone, and only had the word angel written on it.
Addressed to somebody, 就是
That is like, it is for someone. So if someone receives a letter, then the name of that person is on the envelope. Like, if you receive a letter from someone,Your name is probably on the envelope. That means that the letter is addressed to you.
Addressed to somebody. 写给某人。写给收信人。他没写给任何人。
Yeah.
信封上没有收信人的名字。
It was not addressed to anyone.
就写了一个词儿 angel, 天使收。
Yeah, it only had the word angel written on it.
还比较的 romantic.
My receptionist...attached a note saying a gentleman dropped it off saying he didn't know my name but he had described me well enough that the receptionist knew it was for me
哦、oh, 原来是我的这个接待员啊，我的接待员 my receptionist reception 和 receptionist 加上 IEST 以后变成了人、
yeah.
做这工作的人
That's a person who works in a hotel or in an office who welcomes visitors and answers the phone calls to the general building.
老师把这个接待员的工作描述得很详细啊，很详尽啊。
Yeah.
他呢是 attached, 附加了一张纸条
,a note. Attached a note. So the note told the man something.
哦，他说呀，这个纸条上说呢，是一个 gentleman, 啊，一位先生 ,drop it off, drop off.你看把什么东西丢下其实就是留下了
Yeah, just give someone and then go away again Drop off Like if you drop off something You just bring something somewhere And then you leave again
那天这个同学说前台工作做得不错哈
Yeah, definitely
真是一个好助手就是不一样
It's a good receptionist
啊，非常好啊，加薪啊，老板要加个鸡腿 Say a gentleman drop it off saying 就说呀He didn't know my name. 他不知道我的名字。但是呢 ,describe me well enough. 哎呀把我呢描述得非常的形象非常的细致。
That the receptionist knew it was for me.
哦接待员就知道了。肯定这封信啊就是给我的。
When I read the note inside the envelope, I was so filled with emotions that I couldn't contain myself.
大家猜啊，他看到这封信里的纸条的时候是什么样的心情？猜都能猜到，绝对是内心思绪澎湃，无法抑制。那么这样的语句英文怎么说呢
？I was so filled with emotions,
so filled with something, 充满了 emotions, 各种各样复杂的情感。
Yeah, I felt very strong feelings, so he was very touched.By the letter.
中国人说心绪澎湃哇塞这个澎湃用得太好了就是他一直是在起起伏伏的大家想那种你很快乐的时候你很悲伤的时候内心各种感觉喜怒哀乐交杂的时候 filled with emotions 心绪澎湃
that I couldn't contain myself
这个词见得很少 contain myself
Yeah,
我们都说 control myself.
Well, contain yourself is actually the same thing. If you can't contain yourself, it means you cannot control your emotions. You cannot keep your feelings in. You have to let it out. That is, if you cannot contain yourself.
他这个词写得很含蓄 contain 是克制的意思。那前面又加了一个 couldn't contain, 就是再克制也克制不了了。 思绪万千，心潮澎湃，无法抑制。看来这个纸条上写的事儿让他很震惊。
It was a letter from the man I met on the train.
这就是那天我在火车上见到的那个男人写来的信。
Thanking me again for talking to him.
他又感谢了我那天和他聊天。
And saving his life that day.
这句话关键了。救了他的命。Saving his life that day. 救命。
Apparently, he had some very hurtful emotional personal problems that were so overwhelming, he was planning to take his life that day.
很明显 apparently.
Like, it was very clear that he had some very hurtful personal problems.
Apparently, 非常明显。大家都能看出来了。He had some very hurtful personal problems. Hurtful, 非常伤痛的。Personal problems, 个人问题。
Yeah, something that is hurtful, that is causing a lot of emotional pain and sadness.
这个问题怎么样呢
?So overwhelming.
这个单词大家也应该会。Overwhelming.
Yeah, something overwhelming that makes you feel very strong negative emotions. It makes you act in a very impulsive and emotional way. So that you don't know what you're doing anymore, don't know what to do anymore, because the feelings are so strong.
哎，你知道 overwhelming 是一种什么样的感觉吗？就是如果是好的事情。
Yeah.
它来到你身上，你觉得你都无法承受，你觉得你都兴奋的没有办法承受。如果是不好的事情又像潮水一样涌过来把你马上就卷走、
yeah.
或者是你感觉到哇那个天都要压在你身上了要快把你压垮了你承受不了了叫 overwhelming
yeah, something overwhelming is something you cannot deal with something is too much that you cannot deal with it、
哎、生活中呢我们经常遇到这样的事情哈、啊，好事儿、坏事儿，有时候来得特别的剧烈Overwhelming, 就是你根本挡不住，他一下就把你吞掉了，叫 overwhelming。这个人那种令人伤痛的个人问题，已经大到几乎要把他都吃掉了。
Yeah, they were so overwhelming that he was planning to take his life that day.
Take one's life.
Yeah, if you take your life, you kill yourself deliberately.
他那天就在思考着，准备着。要怎么样结束自己的生命 take his life that day
yeah.
他已经没有任何活下去的能力了
yeah, he just couldn't live with himself anymore he wanted to commit suicide
所以我们再想想当时他的那种反应是什么低着头
yeah.
旁边有什么事情浑然不知
yeah, it was very sad he was thinking like about taking his life and that he's likeOkay, these are the last moments of my life because I have nothing else to live for anymore.
对，他在想的是我今天怎么死的问题。
In his letter, he went on to explain that he was a religious person and in his desperation screamed out to God that if God really cared about him, he would send someone to prevent him from taking his life.
就在他啊决定要结束自己生命的时候还好吧有一点就是他在他信中就继续解释到哇 went on explain that 他呢是一个有信仰的人
yeah,
he was a religious person
yeah, a religious person is believing very strong in a kind of religion so in a god or in many different gods that is a religious person
对他是一个有信仰的人然后呢在那种绝望当中 in desperation好在那种极大的绝望当中呢我们都知道啊这个有信仰的人可能会有些呼唤是吧、
yeah.
啊呼唤什么比如说上天啊再给我一个机会呀、啊、或者上天帮帮我呀救命啊 scream out to God, scream out, 大声的呼喊在内心里啊然后呼唤什么呢就是说能不能 really care about him, 啊上天能不能稍微可怜可怜我啊稍微的关心关心我以至于呢、
yeah.That he would send someone to prevent him from taking his life.
能不能派一个人来阻止我自杀呢?
Yeah, so he asked God, God, if you really care about me, then you send someone to prevent me from taking my life. That is what he screamed out that day.
对，他那天甭管是他真正的在呼喊，大声的呼喊也好，就是他内心的这种诉求非常的强烈，他在求助， asking for help.
Yeah, he asked, he prayed for help because he didn't know what to do anymore.
他这种无助和他的求助强烈到了一定程度的时候，强烈到一定程度的时候，记得一定要注意，一定要非常强烈的时候哈。In his eyes, I was that someone. 在他的眼中，我就是那个被派来的人 ，the angel
sent by God，
就是那个上天派来帮他的那个人。
Not being a religious person myself, I don't know what that voice was.That made me take a chance and talk to a stranger. But I do know that it made a difference in someone's life that day.
嗯，好，我们来电室有个同学说呀，哎，说他有点迷信哈，说他有点软弱，有点懦弱。这个事儿呢，咱们这么看，就是说，通常呢，咱们不能对一位，比如说有抑郁症患者的人，你跟他说，哎，生活挺美好的呀，生活有阳光的呀。因为你不在他的那个处境里啊，你理解不到人生中的问题可以严重到什么地步啊。对你来讲，可能这事儿也就熬一熬，咬咬牙就过去了。但是有的人，你看，毕竟这世界上还有很多人轻易的就结束自己的生命，是不是
？Yeah，
那是为什么呢？就是他们过不去这个坎儿。他们需要的是更多的关心和对他们真正的关注。
Yes, they need a certain extra attention they don't get from anyone. They need some kind words, a listening ear. That's usually not so difficult to give.
这作者就说呀，说他自己哈 ，not being a religious person myself. 他说我自己呢也不去信奉什么啊 God 什么之类的，我也不信这些啊。但是 I don't know what that voice was.
Yeah, he didn't know what that voice was. Like, he couldn't really say, oh yeah, it was God told me to talk to him because he didn't believe in God. He's like not a religious person.
对，但是我就不知道的就是，我一直搞不懂那个 voice 到底是什么。啊，那个让我 made me take a chance, 让我把握住这样一个机会去 talk to a stranger, 跟一个陌生人交谈的那种声音到底是什么，我不知道。
Yeah, he just doesn't know why...That he started talking to the man, even though he didn't want to at first, to take a chance. That means to do something, well, you didn't really plan it, well, you didn't really want it in the first place.
而且一开始我是拒绝的。
Yeah, from the beginning, he was against it, and he hoped that no one would talk to him.
然后就是突然间。
Yeah.And suddenly, he had the feeling, I need to talk to someone.
就像被闪电击中一样、
yeah.
啪的一下就想去跟邻座聊个天。
Yeah.
然后这一聊 made a difference in someone's life. 就完全的改变了某个人的生活。
Yeah. If you make a difference in someone's life, you do something unexpectedly that has a very good effect on that person. That kind of changes that person's life.
可能很多同学听到这里都已经开始陷入了走神和沉思了哈，在想、嗯、我的生命中有没有哪些一个这样的时刻，突然间想跟别人聊下天儿，哎，然后生命的历程就此改变。
So, the next time you feel prompted for no apparent reason to talk to a friend, relative, neighbor, or even a complete stranger,Please remember my story.
作者就说呀，下一次哈，如果你是真的感觉到了 prompted, 就是感觉到有一种推促的力量。
Yeah, that you feel that something is pushing you.
嗯
,something is pushing you to do something.
嗯，这种推动力量呢，没有什么特别明显的理由和道理。
Yeah, for no clear reason, you have no clue why.
哎，不是说非得有什么逻辑啊，非得有什么要求去这么做，就是无道理的、无理由的这种 reason 去跟别人聊天 ，to talk to your friend 可以是你的朋友、你的 relative、你的亲戚 ，a neighbor 或者是一个邻居也好 ，or even a complete stranger 就是一个完全的陌生人，请你记得这个故事。
You just may make a difference in someone's life。 when you listen to your inner voice,
你可能啊，也许呢，就会 make a difference， 带来一些不同 in someone's life. When you listen to your inner voice, 当你倾听自己内心的声音的时候，你很可能就会改变某个人的生活。
Yeah, you might not realize it even when you're doing it. You might not think of, oh yeah, like I talked to that stranger today and like it was nice, but you don't even know what kind of effect it may have to someone. Mm. It really might save someone's life. It might make someone's day completely different than at before it was.
对，这个故事呢是比较 rare 的，很罕有的一种机遇吧，所以作者把它写下来。在日常生活中呢，我们倒是经常会遇到这样的情况。
Yeah, the moral of this story is that there are many lonely people in the world who just need a friendly talk with someone.
There are many lonely people in this world who just need a friendly talk with someone. 这世界上有很多的人啊，其实是陷于自身的困境当中，又忧愁又沮丧又孤独，甚至会丧失对生活的希望。
Yeah, and unfortunately, we really cannot see from the outside if people are feeling depressed or desperate. Of course, this man on the train definitely showed very clearly that he was desperate, like, yeah, depressed and desperate. But other people might not show it so clearly.
We often cannot see from the outside if a people are feeling depressed and desperate on the inside. 从外表呢，你看不出来一个人内心可能会有多么的抑郁。
Yeah, we can only feel it with our hearts.
但是我们可以用我们的心去感觉。
Yeah, like if you listen carefully to your inner voice, you listen carefully to your feeling, your intuition, then you can feel how someone else is feeling.
Therefore, when you suddenly feel you should talk to a friend, relative, neighbor, or even a complete stranger, do it.
Yeah, just do it, even if you have no idea why you feel like this. Your inner voice knows why you should.
对了。所以啊，你要是想啊聊天的时候，你就要去聊一聊，就要说一说。但是注意啊，不是莫名其妙的搭讪，对不对？
Yeah, you should not like randomly walk in the subway right now and start talking to every single one because it might change someone's life.
对，你还是要听从你自己内心啊天使的一面，你也不能听从你小恶魔的一面哈。
Your inner voice knows when to talk and when to shut up.
而且有的时候吧，你看我们对待这样的一些比较 depressed 的人，其实他们不需要什么说教跟开导之类的、
yeah.
这些不重要，重要的是你只要有个人跟他们友善的交谈聊聊天，其实生活就会好很多，对他们来讲啊，自身的调剂能力呢就能上来一些。
Yeah, I mean it's not even like that you have to make a difference in someone's life or like that you have to try your best to likereally focus on helping people. No, it can just change your own day too. If you start talking in the subway just to someone instead of looking at your phone constantly, it might make it very cozy and nice ride to your work.
对啊，其实也很少有人就说一开口就能救人一命，是吧？
Yeah.
这个还是很神奇的，但是这个故事就告诉我们，就是说要心怀温暖吧，或者说要遵循内心的声音。毕竟生活当中，人与人之间通常都是靠一些善意啊，靠一些 nice moves 成为彼此生活中的光亮。
Yeah, and like imagine it, like it would be nice that you just stand on the subway and that you enjoy a nice conversation with someone you don't know yet. You might find out nice news or some inspiring stories or like some juicy details about that movie star you both like.
对，其实有时候就感觉到这个生活还不只是你眼睛看到的这些物质的东西，它可能还有一些你眼睛看不到的，比如说一些感觉啊，一些 conscious, 一些意识。
Yeah, your intuition, your feeling.
对，很有趣吧哈。好，这就是咱们今天要带给大家的美文啊。有同学说倾听是最好的聊天方式，我们迫不及待每天都想和大家聊聊天。好，感谢大家的收听，我们下期美文再见。
See you next.